This Tim Talk, I want to entitle Sacred Relationships. I thought about having this all this information to pull from, and I'm just going to wing it, you know, because I know what I'm thinking, and I hope I can get it out there to you. You know, we've talked many times before about how every single thing on this earth is a living being, and about every single thing on this earth wants to live. And it's doing the work of life to live. That's eating, staying warm, finding shelter, having protection, and so forth. We're all in it together. And the earth is that overriding being that gives us the opportunity to live. And the earth is sacred. And I'm looking at you. You are sacred. I am sacred. What does sacred mean? I don't know for sure, but if I could try to find a word, what it means is we are in some ways everything that there is and nothing at the same time. We matter completely to all life, and yet we don't. So there's non-attachment of when we go away, we go away and life goes on. It should. But when we're here, we're extraordinary, and so is everything else. So think of yourself as this sacred being, and then let your actions show it by how you show up in the world. Come from kindness, come from peace, come from love, come from service, help when help is needed. And then your life truly becomes extraordinary, and you change the world forever, and you literally become a sacred being. You literally become a sacred being. That's a crazy, amazing thing to think about. Now, think about your relationship with nature. Certain things you're called to more than other things. Maybe it's a certain tree. Maybe it's a meadow. Maybe it's a animal you see every day along the trail. You know, those things are jumping out of the hole. Those are sacred to you. You want to go deeper into those things. You want to go follow them, the path they're showing you, more deeply. That will be really, really important for you. Certain animals that you meet along the way, or places in nature, or trees or things, call to you more than others. That could be a sacred relationship. What you want to do is, when those relationships come up, you want to give them more life, give them more energy, give them more attention. Use all of your senses to bring them more to life, including your inner vision, going into the spiritual side of it. So, in other words, build upon those sacred relationships. They are going to be the connectors that connect you deeply to the earth, so that you actually become an earth caretaker and you go out into the world and become a force for good. The worst thing you can do is ignore those sacred relationships. And you don't have to get into your head about, well, am I right? Is it sacred? Am I wrong? Is it sacred? Forget all that crap. It's crap. If it feels sacred, it's sacred. Done deal. You don't have to prove it to anyone. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It's personal for you. You don't have to prove it to anyone. It's not about looking good. It's not about any of that. It's about, again, connecting through the heart, through the spirit, through the soul, through the beauty. Sacred relationships, like any relationship, like taking care of a plant, they need to be watered. They need sunlight. They need to be taken care of, protected. So give them life by watering them, by giving them sunlight. You know what I mean? Metaphorically. And watch them grow. And what will happen, they'll not only start to show you your life's path and help to keep you on track and to help you enjoy life as you go, but they will show you the future. They will lead you down life's path in a good way. Sacred relationships can be in any part of life. Humans, You can have relationships that are truly sacred to you. And I don't mean like your priest or something. Although, if that's where you're coming from, that could be. I'm talking about sacred relationships with humans. Could be someone you love or someone you respect. It could be someone from the past, you know, that you read a book that they wrote or a story they told. There are no limits or parameters to it. Once something is identified as being extraordinary / sacred, what you do counts next. So be the person that gives life to sacred relationships throughout nature and throughout life. Be the person that gives life to those relationships by acknowledging them, spending time with them, building the relationship up, admiring them through all your senses and through all your thoughts, like gratitude, appreciation, commitment, so forth. And just watch your life just go crazy and unfold into magic and beauty and wonder. Oh.